You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've gotten in trouble. Other people have obviously gotten in trouble.
Sure.
There was a time where we were sponsored by the Shot of the Day by AHA Toro Tequila.
Yeah.
Now, one of the nice things about AHA Toro is they actually gave us tequila.
It was good tequila.
It was good
and
tequila.
And they gave us bottles of it. So we had this stuff in our office, and we would do it for the Shot of the Day. Well, we get back in from a weekend, I believe a Monday, come in, and our bottle of tequila is gone.
Yes.
We had one left, and it's gone. I mean, it's gone. And we're like, well, that seems funny.
We didn't drink it.
It's one thing to come in and do a shot or have a drink. It's another thing for an entire bottle of tequila to disappear. this thing is gone. Gone. So we find out where it went. It went down the hallway to another radio station. Yeah. And the person who was doing the overnight show decided that they were going to get into the tequila, I believe. Now, I don't know exactly what happened. I know they definitely either fell asleep, passed out.
They passed out.
I don't know if there was dead air all night. I don't know the circumstances behind it. I know that when whoever came in the morning, they're the first people to discover what was going on.
Yeah.
So that was one. I'm not sure that person, I don't know if they kept their job or not. I believe they did not.
They did not. But my understanding is the guy that stole the tequila and got drunk overnight, and he was not on air. He's running other stuff, but like he passed out behind the board. But when his relief showed up that morning, instead of reporting it, they too started drinking tequila, remember? And then they got hammered. So basically,
right. And at some point, they left the studio, went to the hurricane.
Right. Oh, so, is that right?
They got hammered, effed up everything, and then took their hammered asses to a bar to continue drinking. And look, I love the spirit. That's badass. But also, they were unemployed. That's the downside of mm-hmm. that. And my big thing was, I don't care, man. They stole the tequila. I remember saying that to Hair Club. I was pissed about that. I was hot.
Yeah.
Like whatever you decide to do on your own, that is your business. Don't drink my tequila to get drunk, because now I don't have tequila, mm-hmm. and you lost your – we both lost here, man.
Yeah. And I still go back to the story of the football that we have back there on the desk that I stole from Waste Management.
Yeah.
Just a little tiny toy football. Going to a brand-new studio. They just built these things. There are four different radio stations that are on the same floor. The sprinkler system is in an older building. But it has been redone. It's a brand new everything inside this building. So we get these little tiny miniature footballs. And I believe at the time it was the Baltimore Stallions, a CFL team, believe mm-hmm. it or not.
What a title.
They won the Grey Cup, the only team from America to win a Grey Cup.
As I say, put that in your
trivia.
Thank you.
Brain, whatever.
I was going to say your gullet.
Yeah. So we get these First Mariner Bank, little Baltimore Stallion footballs in honor of the Grey Cup, the championship, all this stuff. They're awesome. You just play with them, whatever. We're throwing them around, and the guy I'm working with, not the best athlete, so to speak, he takes the ball and he throws it, and it hits a sprinkler system, and the sprinkler top comes off, which basically sets off every sprinkler on that floor in a brand new. It's rain. Very few people. I cannot explain the severity unless you've seen a sprinkler system go off. It's like using a fire extinguisher. Until you've done it,
yeah, you don't know.
You don't know, and until you've been in it and seen it, it's impressive. Like it really works.
Yeah,
But it is
works better when there's a fire.
You wish your shower was like this. You know, it's it's incredible how much it just it's everywhere. It covers everything. The perimeter of this thing, like just it's insane. I mean, you feel like you just walked into a hurricane.
Yeah,
that's how bad it is. They finally get this thing shut off after about 2 to 3 minutes, but the top of that thing had broken off. So the one in our studio continued to drain the rest of the water that was in those pipes because that was still open.
Right.
Yep. If that makes any sense. So now that's pouring out like a garden hose. I mean, that's coming out. And this is a big building, and there's a lot of water in those pipes, and it probably took another 2 to 3 minutes. We were grabbing whatever we could find, like waste baskets, to catch the water.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to run them outside and throw them out real quick. We had almost like had a chain gang going of people running in and holding the bucket, and when it filled up, someone would take it outside. Because we were just trying to keep as much water as we could off of the board.
Yeah.
So that basically, we were not on the air as a show in that studio for about a week. We were put on temporary leave, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then we came back in and we worked out of a different studio until they got everything fixed. But that was one of those things where, like, I cannot believe I just probably lost my job because of this idiot.
But you didn't. You didn't. No. And look, I've been suspended a few times. I don't remember why we got suspended, but the day they suspended us for something, I don't even know if we were responsible for it, because in Baltimore, they blamed us for everything, period. If anything went right, if you divorced your wife, then we were sleeping with her, right? That's how they angled everything. But they suspended us. I don't remember why, but we were real cool during the meeting. And when they did these meetings, you know, it's always this corporate thing. There's a corporate witness, blah, 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 blah. This is why you guys are in trouble. We're going to put it in your file. Blah, 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 blah. And they go through all the crap and they're done. And then, you know, they give you the opportunity to speak. And I remember the same boss, Bill Pascha, you know, hey, I hope you guys learned a lesson from this. And Miles is the one to say, bro, it's unseasonably warm outside. It's like 75 degrees and it's a Friday. Like, peace.
Yeah, we're out. We are out.
Goodbye.
We went straight to the bar. We're like, this is awesome.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we went to a Russian bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the time, they had this beer that was like 8% from Russia. I don't know what in the hell it was.
Didn't matter.
But we, you know, at that point in time, we're drinking Miller Lights.
Yeah.
Beer was not where you got, we would find other ways to get drunk. Beer was not the vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, Baltica?
We would get a.
Was that maybe a prominent Russian beer with 8% alcohol?
I believe so.
Okay, then that's probably.
Baltica number 9 extra.
Okay. So they had this stuff.
It is extra, comrade.
And I mean.
Beer drinks you.
That stuff hits you fast.
Yes, it does.
We were juiced pretty quick on that.
Pretty sure I had a Russian accent by the time we were done. Ooh, comrade. I go home.
Then we went to Jiffy Lube and then we went to the bar.
Yeah, it was great.
That's how that day went down.
The only one I still feel bad about. Was when I was working at a basketball camp, right?
All right.
So keep in mind, I mean, I'm only 19. But, you know, this summer, all these kids had the same kind of Nike watch.
Yeah.
It was super cool. It was like, you know, it was probably, this is what, early 2000s? So it was probably like 50 or 60 bucks, which is expensive. But like a lot of kids had them. So one kid had lost his. It's the last day of camp. Most parents have gone. I also have one of these watches in my pocket, right? And I'm running, I'm one of the security guys. So this other kid is like, this kid's like, hey, I lost my watch, blah, blah, blah. So I take the other security guard, I walk around the corner, I go, I don't know if this is his, but like almost all the kids are gone. And there's an engraving on the back of this one. So I take my keys out, pop the engraving off. It's just stuck on there. Give the watch to the kid. He goes on his way. I'm the hero.
All right.
For about 3 hours.
All right.
Then we get a phone call, and I do not use the name. It was a, we'll just say an ex-NFL player.
Okay.
It was his mother. His mother had given this to the grandson, the grandmother. No. Like, you would know the name if I said it.
His grandmother dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know these people.
Everybody would know him.
Okay. All
right. But all right. There was no.
Did you there was say no way anything at all to anyone?
To the other security guard, I said, I don't know who that other kid was that has the watch. We do not bring it up. That was, yeah.
What did you do with the engraved part?
I think I just tossed it out.
Really?
Well, the thing is, it was just like they had, you know what I mean? It was like engraved, but they had put it on the back of the watch. And again, all the kids are gone. Dude. This kid's in tears. I got it. I got this other extra watch. It looks exactly the same.
But it's not the same.
But it's not. I thought I was, again, I felt great for about 3 hours. I'm the hero of the day. Just like, here you go, kid. Be on your way. And then when that family called, and then because the father was an ex-NFLer, obviously the camp was like, we need to put a little focus on this. So I told the other security guard, I think finally I told somebody higher up that just like, that watch is gone. And they were like, how do you know? And I was like, you know, I just know it. Just, I know. We're never going to find it. You got, and look, I still feel bad about it. Now, I'm sure that kid's fine now.
Are you sure?
I'm not. But no, I'm absolutely not sure he's okay. I mean, I don't think it changed the trajectory of his life.
Right.
I mean, probably not. But there's always going to be this thing like, hey, if he has kids now, hey, guys.
Yep.
Your grandfather gate, you keep your freaking eye on this. Let me tell you the story. It was early 2000s. So I had a watch just like everybody else's. You know what set mine apart? The engraving on the back. Yep. That's how I knew it was mine. I lost that. I stole Miss Grandma.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, man.
I mean, that's right. That's what I was like. They just all had them. How was I supposed to know the one kid? I mean, I guess the engraving, but again, in my defense, I'm 19. I'm just trying to help out and get, and it's, you got to keep in mind, I'm up in Western Maryland at Frostburg State or whatever they call it now. And I've been up there for 4 weeks, right? The kids are gone. Like, your boy's spent. I need to get home. I'm still bartending 2 nights a week. I thought I was doing the right thing.
What if it happened now? All right. So you're your age now. You're running the same camp. It's 4 weeks. Most of the kids are gone. You have already popped the thing off and given it to the kid. Just to placate the kid, right? I get it. Like, here you go. Here's one. And then you get that call 3 hours later. And they say, hey, man, Ted, I don't know if you've seen this.
Well,
but
here's the difference, too. After a year or two, I started coaching at the camp.
All right.
So then you know the kids. I had no idea who this kid was that was crying that I gave the watch to. I just thought I was helping out a kid.
Well, you just gave the wrong watch, right?
Right.
But you knew it was the wrong watch.
I knew it was the wrong watch. But I'm just saying there was no way for me to go.
Watches, it's same color, same look, same everything.
Exact same.
Except they're the engraving black, on the back.
Except the engraving that I popped off.
You popped off.
Yeah. But there was no way because the other security guard was like, well, why don't you just say he was that kid and get it? I said, I don't know that kid is. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the one 12-year-old with a bowl cut?
Yeah.
there's 800 kids at this camp every week.
Wearing Nikes.
Right, it'd be like nowadays being like, it's the 12-year-old white kid with a mullet.
Right.
Right? They all have mullets. You know? It's like, oh, it's a 30-year-old dude with a mustache. Everybody got a goddamn mustache.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.